Welcome to the Coffee Cast with Stephen Hayward of Project X. Hopefully over a good cup of coffee, we're going to have a great conversation. So please join us to welcome this week's guest on the Coffee Cast. Welcome to this episode of the Coffee Cast with Steve Hayward, and I have Michael Ianni-Blarkia with me.
Hi, everybody.
We're down at MicroStrategy World enjoying the cold sun of Vegas. And had the keynote presentation this morning, and I thought we'd just grab a couple minutes and just get general impressions. So what did you think?
You know, I was surprised, pleasantly surprised, that the real emphasis around the keynote had to do with mobility. And this was something that we talked about the other day in our video cast, which is why I was pleased. Surprised, but in a very pleased way, because it reinforced what we identified as why 2010 will be an important year for business intelligence, and that's because it's really being unshackled from the few to the many, and it's being unshackled from single locations like the desktop or the laptop to be consumed as you need it. And I liked this morning in the keynote the whole idea of pervasive business intelligence, mm-hmm. which is really being enabled through this paradigm shift, really, that Apple has introduced with the iPhone and now the other handset manufacturers are trying to capitalize on.
Yeah, no, and, you know, I'm surprised you didn't mention the fact that you were freaked out about having Gwen Stefani be there for your daughter and wish she was there for it. But it was, you know, a good keynote. I thought it was really interesting. I laughed when we were looking at the Morgan Stanley slides and that was driving that, because those aren't new. How old are they? Almost a year old now.
Yeah, we looked at those slides. They'd come across our collective desks at least 3 or 4 months ago. Okay. They'd been out longer than that, but we had been looking at that for some other work in mobility that we've been developing.
Yeah, no, I just thought it was good because, you know, the thing that resonated for me is obviously we've announced our MicroStrategy relationship, but, you know, it was interesting that we really are seeing the merging of what we call X business into business intelligence, in that, you know, the discussion wasn't about using the standard enterprise N-tier architecture for reporting. It was talking about, well, what about for Java, what about Flex, what about all these other things that really are very different tool sets than you would normally see in what a report developer is doing. They're really trying to create rich BI applications and evolving it. So that was really neat. I liked Mark LaRoe's kind of effort to try and turn it around, not just talking about features, but aligning to what that last year's core strategy was. And that was really around largely performance. And with that, obviously, they were taking into mind their view of the mobile intelligence market and things like that. So you were going to say something, Mike?
I was going to say that you raise a good point in and around how it's extending into X business. And again, I'm excited by that because across our lines of business, we have started a tighter integration between the advisory services that we do that does have hooks into the business intelligence work that we do. And now, again, our X business line of business, where we do things like web applications and we've gotten into iPhone development and we've been prepping for whatever sort of tablet device Apple comes out with, and you can see that that's going to have a cross line of business integration. And it's nice to see that our partner, who really is that top tier business intelligence solutions provider, sees that and is enabling their platform to be able to take advantage of that.
And I like the idea of the speed of thought performance. And really, you know, you and I had lunch and we just actually kind of walked through what we even do for speed of thought on what I think about it, I look at it, I do stuff. You know, I'm a BlackBerry, you're an iPhone. And, you know, it's just incredible that is really going to be interesting. But it will change the nature of the questions. And, you know, we've had a big trouble dealing with merging operational data stores with business intelligence warehouses or one version of the truth and the mixed type of workloads that those provide. we're about to put that on its ear in terms of the possible spikes and peaks and valleys and all that. And so it was really interesting to see what they've evolved in 9 out of really that virtual cube that is a little more processing agnostic to make it a little faster. So, you know, I really enjoyed this morning. I thought it was a good, it was a little, you know, not long, but they did a nice job of breaking it up, and I know they had a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. I'm looking forward to seeing your blog post that you're going to do on the
mobile business intelligence and the pervasive nature of business intelligence.
Yeah, I'll probably put one together on the speed of thought. Plus, I sat through a great first session on Teradata, MicroStrategy, DataStage, three of our major pillars, and how one of the clients was using it. It was really, sparked some new thinking, not necessarily new, but renewed around a couple things. So thanks for joining us for this episode of the Coffee Cast. We'll probably try and put out a couple of kind of ad hoc things as we kind of get times in our day and have stuff that we want to just shout out. Have a great day, everybody.
See you later.
For more information about Project X, please join us on our website at www.pxltd.ca or hop on our blog and join in the conversation at pxltd.typepad.com. This is a copyright of Project X Limited. Thank you for joining us today.